Want access to search and listen to the entire webmasterradio.fm archive of over 1,500 podcasts commercial-free? Just become a webmasterradio.fm elite member for less than 99 cents a day. Otherwise, the last 60 days of content are on the house. Webmasterradio.fm, we're everywhere.
Susan, you're still responsible for digital marketing programs, right?
Right.
So your team is responsible for email marketing, web analytics, PPC campaign optimization, and scheduling?
Your point?
Why are you so relaxed? My team deals with 5 different solutions, tech support teams, and just as many invoices, and it's making us mental. What is it? Aromatherapy? Acupuncture? Why are you so relaxed?
You just have to simplify your tool set and unify your team. Lyrus provides totally integrated email marketing, web analytics, PPC campaign management, and calendaring functionality. It's all in one spot that provides a holistic view of all your team's efforts. And you get all of this functionality for $299 a month.
So with Lyrus, one company can do it all. I feel like I can cancel that acupuncture appointment already.
To see how Lyrus can simplify your life, visit Lyrus.com or call 1-888-GO-LYRUS. Simplify, unify, and increase ROI with Lyrus today.
Feeling better, looking better, making life better. It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Welcome your hosts, Byron White and Amanda Smith.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Welcome, Amanda. How are you?
I'm great, as always.
You have a fabulous guest that's going to talk about some organic wine today. Adam Morgenstern is going to join us in a few minutes. Great call here. Are you a fan of organic wine in particular or all wines?
You know what? I am actually a professional wino, Byron. let's be honest about that. Since my fiance is a wine buyer, we actually get the opportunity to try all sorts of different cool wines. And you know, I've got a lot of questions for Adam today regarding the organic wine industry.
Sounds good. Now, do you drink wine every night?
We try to stick with the rule of having a glass of wine every night. It's supposed to be great for your health. You know, I mean, it's a good thing to do. Tastes good.
Now, is breaking that rule not having wine or having too much wine?
I think breaking the rule would be having too much. They say that 1 to 2 glasses is great for your heart, but more than that, and it has no good effects.
Aha. Or do you have favorite wines that you have developed a liking to that you buy consistently?
I do, actually. My favorite type of wine is called a Montepulciano d'Abruzzo. And it's amazing. It's an Italian wine. It's earthy. It's rich. It tastes like it's got clay and soil mixed in there. It's like right down to the earth. I love it.
Wow.
Do you?
How often do you frequent that particular? I'm a Pinot Grigio fanatic myself.
Are you?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I frequent it as often as I can get my hands on a good vintage, a good bottle.
What is a good vintage of that particular variety?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What is a good vintage? Is there a particular year that you like? Is there a particular brand that you like? What are we working with here?
You know what? My specifications are pretty low. I just like it to be wet. But, you know, my fiancé seems to know a little bit more about a good vintage. I just like it as long as it's in liquid form.
Sounds great. Well, let's take a little break, and then we'll come back with Adam just in a couple minutes, everyone. So we'll be back in 1 sec.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
How do you choose the right affiliate network to partner with? The answer is simple. MarketHealth.com, where health and wealth connect. Established in 1998 and formerly known as Joe Bucks, the MarketHealth.com affiliate network allows you to market and promote the world's leading health and beauty offers on the net. Start making recurring income and the highest payouts in our industry. Choose from over 50 of the hottest selling offers ranging from herbal supplements, skincare, vitamins, beauty products, weight loss, and much more. Sign up for free at MarketHealth.com and start making money today.
Are your domains working hard enough for you? Now, park your portfolio at RevenueDirect.com to maximize your earnings on traffic. With Revenue Direct's proven domain monetization service, you'll experience better payouts, more options, and smart optimization. Sign up free now at RevenueDirect.com. It's that easy. Revenue Direct. Make more money. Period.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here today with Adam Morgenstern. Adam, welcome.
Thank you. Welcome.
So you're the editor-in-chief for Organic Wine Journal.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the magazine and about your fabulous title. Anything with a chief in it, as far as I'm concerned, needs attention.
Yeah, well, when we founded the magazine, I demanded the in-chief part of that. We've been around for about 2 years, and we're online magazine only at organicwinejournal.com. Mm-hmm. And basically myself and Jonathan Russo, who's the publisher, we both came from outside the wine world, but we share the passion for wine and specifically organic wine. And we really thought it was an underserved part of the market. You know, there are a lot of winemakers out there who are fantastic and who really put in the extra mile to make their wines organically or biodynamically. And we thought, you know, they should be championed, and they really need a voice. And so that's what we've tried to do, is to help people find them, because I'm sure we'll talk about this. It's not always easy to find them. They don't always make themselves well-known. And so far, it's been great. I've been traveling the world and spend a lot of time with a lot of great winemakers.
Well, I know that Mandy has probably 200 to 300 questions for you, but I'll just ask a couple initially here, and then I'm going to happily turn this conversation over to the two of you to have more fun talking about it. In general, are we seeing some big growth from organic wine purchases? Is it a growing marketplace?
Definitely. Last year, actually, they just said one of the top 20 trends for restaurants in the United States was organic wine. And I think around the world, people are just getting more aware of where their food is coming from. And as you know, in the food world, organic everything is the big thing. And if you go into a restaurant, for instance, I'm in New York, and when you look at your menu now, they'll tell you where your lettuce comes from, where your beef comes from. And that's finally beginning to transfer down to the wine list. So people want to know not only where their wine's coming from, but the practices behind that wine. So we're very encouraged. And, you know, in the past, organic wine had a bit of a negative reputation among a lot of people. There's reasons for that. But now the really great producers are starting to stand up and say, this is how we make our wines, and we're very proud of it. So I think the tide is definitely changing in favor of organic wines.
Before we examine your vast knowledge of organic wines in general, tell us a little bit about the business itself. Are you generating revenue with advertising? You know, how are you generating revenue for the company, and how is it doing?
I wasn't prepared for these questions, but basically we're doing, we're starting to get our advertisers in. The first year we kind of financed ourselves. Mm-hmm. And Jonathan Rusin, the publisher, is just very committed to this. And mm-hmm. he decided that if he could save one earthworm from one chemical, you know, lovely. You know, that was his thing. And I was more about these wines are fantastic. And together we sort of developed this concept of responsible hedonism. And mm-hmm. so the first year we were just getting our name out there. And finally this year our advertisers are starting to come in. We've had people come to us with affiliates. We have something with a company called Heritage Foods USA, and they sell heritage breeds of cattle. And so if you order through our website, we get some of that revenue back. We also have a deal with a company called Organic Vintners, and they sell organic wine online. So, you know, bit by bit, our revenue package is finally coming together.
That's great. And what innovation do you think could come to your site in particular? You know, a few things come to mind. You know, actually, you know, video cams that show the vineyards where these wines are coming from, possibly for revenue. But you know, I see you have some video on the site. You know, have you thought that through? Because there's some neat opportunity, you know, to get granular here and do something innovative and different. Do you have things in the pipeline that could be interesting in the future?
Yes, well, the site you're looking at now was our second redesign, which helped us out a lot, and now we're actually in the process of our third redesign, which is to really make the Organic Wine Journal a resource for not only consumers, but sommeliers, and for wine buyers, and for distributors. So the next change of the site is we're going to have, it should be up sometime by the end of this month, we're going to have a list of organic and biodynamic wineries around the world. So you can come to our site and hit the France button, and you'll see, you know, the regions of France and all the organic and biodynamic wineries there. Then you can click on that, and you get a picture of the winery and get a description, and we're going to have shelf talkers so that wine stores can download them and print them so people can, you know, find out. Because a lot of times organic and biodynamic isn't actually on the label, even when the wines are. So people can see a little blurb from the Organic Wine Journal about this wine. They'll know the practices. And so that'll be that. And right now we have a video series. There's a restaurant here in New York called Counter Restaurant. Mm-hmm. And Deborah Gavito just filmed a whole series of interviews out in California. So we've been putting those up on the site, and we'd love to keep adding video content.
One final question for you, I promise, and then it's over to you, Mandy. So what do you make of the problems of shipping and distributing wine in the United States, particularly via online orders? What's happening in that? Are you helping that cause advance itself to a greater level of sophistication, so small winemakers in California that make organic wine will someday be able to get their products out to any state in the United States without such a hassle, which is really what you see right now?
That's a huge thing, and a couple of years ago there was a Supreme Court decision that actually helped that out a lot. The main issue we're concerned with is reciprocal certification. We would like to make it easier for wineries that are small in other countries to receive organic certification there and then have it respected here in the United States. That is probably more important to us right now, because one of the reasons a lot of small wineries who practice organic, and they're as organic as can be, but they don't have the money to go through all the certifications.
Right.
You know, they can't compete with advertising, and so it'd be nice. It would be a bonus to them if they could certify New Zealand, and then that wine would automatically be organic here in the United States.
Wow. Okay, that's my final inquisition. I pass
right,
my glass over to Mandy.
Can I harass him now? So, Adam, let's take a step back and let's start at the beginning. What makes wine organic? I know that everyone has different you know, standards that they take into account before something is considered organic, but what really makes a wine organic?
Well, at the most basic level, organic wine is made from grapes that were grown without chemical fertilizers, pesticides, fungicides, and herbicides. You know, the way wine was made for 5,000 years until about 100 years ago. You take that a little bit further, and then you look at the practices inside the winery, you know, as little manipulation as possible, and that's where you get into some of the disagreements among organic winemakers, because some people can technically grow their grapes perfectly organically, but then they kind of do some stuff inside the winery that other people frown upon. So everyone's definition of organic is a little different than the next person. Mm-hmm. But I think what's important for consumers to know is that the word organic is owned by the government. Mm-hmm. They control what's organic. They set that standard. And you know, to sort of take a step further and to actually look at the wines and their practices, I think would be a great idea for people to see, oh, okay, this is what they're doing. So a wine that's certified organic may be great in the United States because it doesn't have sulfites, but a wine from France could have sulfites. So people really need to, like, start looking at individual wineries if they're really concerned about the practices.
Speaking of sulfites, now, you know, I've been hearing all this stuff about people having sulfite allergies. You know, what exactly are sulfites?
Sulfites occur naturally in nature. They're in grapes, they're in our bodies, and it just so happens that a tiny addition of sulfites or sulfur into a bottle of wine helps stabilize it. It can help it age, it can help it not oxidize, it can help balance it, and there are a few people out there who have allergic reactions to it, the same way some people have an allergy to peanuts, for example.
Uh-huh.
And some people, anecdotally, a lot of people get headaches from wines, and they start drinking organic wines, they stop having them. There's no major study that's been done that I know of, but anecdotally, that's been proven true. So a lot of organic winemakers say organic wine is no sulfites whatsoever, and that's the United States definition. And then there are winemakers who say, I make these great organic wines, but I have to ship them overseas, and I want them to age well, so I want to add a little bit of sulfites. And so a second category was created called wine made from organic grapes.
Adam?
Yes.
Oh, hi. Just want to make sure you're still with us. What is the correlation between? Now, I know a lot of people come into the doctor's office and say, "Oh, you know, I'm having trouble with drinking wine. I'm getting headaches. It must be the sulfites." But more recently, I'm hearing that there's a link between headaches and the amount of tannin, that's in a certain wine. Do you know anything about this?
I wouldn't know anything about that specifically. Tannins are, mostly in red wines. That's what helps the wine age. The tannins mellow over years. So I've never heard of a particular problem with tannins. Mm-hmm. I mean, some wines are definitely more tannic than others, but I know that more as a taste thing than as a medical thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, why is it that some wineries are practicing organic methods but aren't actually advertising this?
There's a lot of reasons. Organics, like I said before, it had a negative perception for a while. At first, there were some people in the 60s who were rejecting all the chemical farming, and they said, hey, I just want to make everything organic. So while their hearts were in the right place, they were making organic wines, but they weren't very good. And that kind of created a negative connotation because these were the people who were jumping up and down saying, we're organic. Meanwhile, you have wineries that have been in the same family for, 600 years in France, who've always been organic. And they never felt a need to say, we're organic now, because they've always been organic. So you sort of have a negative connotation and then people shying away. And that's what I think is finally starting to change. And I hope our magazine has helped that by drawing attention to not just wines for being organic, but great wines that are organic. That's what we're trying to promote.
So within the past how many years have you seen a great change in the quality? Has it been the last decade you've seen a big surge?
Well, the great organic wines have always been there. They've always been organic. They've always been great. And now, I wouldn't say it's a surge. I just think that they're finally getting the recognition that they're due.
So, let's see. Tell me more about, and I'm looking through your website right now. It's a fantastic website.
Can I jump in and just ask a quick question?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
How many organic vineyards and even certified organic vineyards are there in the United States and then in the world?
We're trying to get those figures ourselves. It's always very difficult, again, because a lot of people who are organic choose not to certify, which makes it difficult for us to find them. So certified organic wineries in the United States would probably be about 100, maybe a little less. And around the world, it's hard to say. A lot of wineries in the world practice what's called biodynamics, which is organic farming taken to the next level. And there's probably about 500-600 at the very least in the world of those.
And can you describe to me what a non-organic producer of wine would be doing to their product so I could help distinguish in my mind organic versus non-organic?
Well, it all starts in a vineyard. A non-organic farmer would be chemical farming, first of all. And
meaning what? Treating the soil or the plant itself,
Well, let's start with a different way of looking at it. An organic or biodynamic farmer says if the vineyard is healthy, then the vine will be fine.